Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and 630 on the AM dial and our live stream. And if you've got like-minded friends and family outside of the area of our coverage of our radio stations, the radio station, the transmitters, outside the area, maybe even in occupied territory, let them know about the live stream. And you can go to acn.cc, that's acn.cc, and click on the Liberty Bell that you see there on the webpage. And when you go to that page, it'll show you a picture of a little microphone. They call it Mighty Mike. So click on the Liberty Bell. When the next page opens, click on the microphone, and that will take you to the web player so you can listen online.
That's right. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy, terrific Trump Tuesday to all of you out there.
Yes, terrifying Trump.
That would be the left's interpretation, right?
Right. Well, we're trying to scare him.
Yeah, that's right. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes, that's right. Well, that battle continues on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's looking better every single day. I mean, the news of what's going on in Pennsylvania right now is fantastic.
I know that it's a seesaw. It keeps going back and forth, and you're like, oh darn it, and you're like, oh yay, and then oh darn, and It's a nail biter. It's going to,
boy,
it's
no
right
kidding.
Down to the wire. Got what, 10 days left, roughly.
Yeah, till what, the 6th?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it hits Congress, right? So then we get to see what on earth is going to happen there.
I know.
But I think, the Lord is good. We'll just keep that in mind.
I just trust in the Lord because humanly, I mean, the enemy is so deeply entrenched. They have operational control of our government.
Yeah.
A foreign government nation.
Yep.
Communist foreign government.
Yeah.
Have been working on this for decades. They finally cinched it up tight. They have operational control of our government.
Let's not give them all the credit because they've snuggled up right there with the UN and all the UN's progress. The UN has been a huge pusher. And they've just like snuck in right under the wire, and so we can't give them all of that credit. They've had a significant part here, especially recently, but the UN has been going at it since we signed on with them in 1945. So,
the Chinese Communist government has operational control of several components of our government. They've been working on this for decades, and the Lord is our God. We are hopeful because here's the thing. On one hand, we don't want to give them credit. On the other hand, we don't want to underestimate them. They're very powerful, very sinister, very cunning, godless, anti-Christian, anti-American adversary. We've underestimated them. So I think that's how they've become so powerful. And I think that we have to rely on God, no man, for us to be able to prevail in this.
Well, and so exactly. I mean, that's always who we rely on. And so, in fact, we should probably hit the word of the day earlier rather than later this time. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 18. And so that's clearly not out of my Bible, because I wouldn't have eliminated any of those verses, I'm sure. Anyway, okay, so that reads, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Which is exactly what you pretty much just said. You know, it doesn't matter what enemy is beating at our door and how well coordinated or how sophisticated they are, because God knows their every thought. He knows the number of hairs on every one of their heads.
Absolutely.
And so when he is our rock, we're standing on that foundation. We're not waiting for man to figure out what the enemy might be doing. God already knows.
Yeah.
And he is our fortress. He's our rock, our fortress. He's our shield, our buckler. He's the light in the darkness that is shining upon us, you know?
You know, so. I was thinking of several examples that I have read, because there are a lot of patriots out there that are just without hope right now. I mean, we're catching this. We're seeing the conversations in the chat rooms and things like this, where there's a lot of defeatism taking place.
Right.
And you know, I'm reminded of multiple examples in the Bible where the Israelites felt completely overwhelmed by truly a superior force. I mean, well, we have maybe, we were talking about this yesterday. How many American military service members do we have in the United States? What, 2 million tops?
We don't even know. That was what we were speculating today. We're like, gosh, how many people are actually in our military and all of it?
I would say no more than 2 million. And the Chinese have 200 million.
Right.
You know, they've purchased so many of our elected officials and judges, where we have, out of 60 judges, not one of them will take a look at the mountain of evidence.
Right.
Not speculation, not theory, but true evidence that shows a stolen election, that shows international meddling, you know, heavily by China. So it seems like to the patriots in America, we've lost. We've got the enemies, they won, they're too big, we're too corrupt, and this is where we need to go back to and look to the Israelites, who were facing a powerful enemy where it looked like the odds were against them, who placed their trust in the Lord, who handed them the victory because the faith of the believers, because they trusted, they placed their trust in him. I can't imagine how alone Trump must be feeling right now.
Oh, he is so far from being alone. You know, he's got so many people behind
90,
him.
Right. It was 90, no, no, almost 80 million people voted for Trump.
Yep.
And what they say, it was Dr. Steve Pigeon.
Yeah. Yep.
18 million for Biden. It was or 28 million.
Yeah, it was 19, I think 19 million. The 19 million followers for Biden on what was it, Twitter?
Right.
And but then he couldn't even fill a tiny little supply room when he called a meeting. And right. So that number is probably false as well, because it's Twitter. Twitter is
All kinds of fake
Twitter is backed by Chinese everything, and so, you know, of course you can't expect anything truthful out of anybody that supports the Chinese government, for crying out loud. And so there he is with this, you know, horribly lacking number, even if it's false. That was the best they could do, right?
Right.
Because, you know, Trump's there with 80 million.
I know. And so that, exactly, 80 million votes, and his Twitter account is like 90 million. He's 90 million. That's what it was. 90 million followers on Twitter.
To 19
million followers for Biden.
Right.
Trump is filling stadiums, packing them out.
Yep.
Biden can't even get enough people to
cover the press conference part.
And how many of these little, like, elementary school, you know, multi-purpose rooms can't even get more than, you know, a handful of people.
Right.
So, anyway, there's what I mean, though, is Trump that when you've got all of these people working against you, that must make you feel alone. And I hope he doesn't. I think he senses that there's millions and tens of millions of people that back him and support him.
Well, it was just like that interview that they had. I think they're very, very strong people. That whole Trump family is so remarkable. And that was their reply in that interview, was that, you know, because this is kind of more or less what you're saying here, that he might be feeling a little bit beat up or whatever, but I don't think so, because, you know, in that interview they said, you know, you guys must be having a really tough time. You guys are taking, you know, such a beating by the media. And Ivanka just flat out said, well, no, we're thankful that it's us, because we're strong and we can take it. She said, the American people are not. And so we're just happy that it's us and not them. And that is almost like, my gosh, that's kind of, you know, what Christians should be striving to be thinking like, you know, that, that hopefully the fight will come to them instead of somebody else who's weaker. You know, I mean, that's what we should all be praying for, because we are God's representatives. And just like Jonathan Cahn said, as they get darker, we are going to stand and be brighter.
You have to shine brighter. Yep.
And of course it's not us, but God who is shining through us. And of course, when we, like I said, if you've got a bazillion watt light bulb standing behind you, are you really going to be afraid of the dark? I mean, of course not.
And that's my whole point there. You know, no matter what, even the relatively conservative or the conservative news outlets are kind of just like, well, we just need to fix this so this never happens again. You know, type of thing. Like, it's like they've accepted it. And, I contend that our God is in the miracle business. And that didn't go out. And we trust in him no matter what it looks like, no matter how negative the messaging is and how demoralizing. Listen, this is what communists do. Demoralize your enemy to lower your morale.
That's right.
And, so we need to stay strong.
Well, and also, there's that Sun Tzu tactic. Like you were saying, that there's so few of us and so many of them, should they come marching over here, like I'm sure they're wanting to do, being the Chinese. They do have 200 million man army, and we do have a smaller, I'm sure, much smaller military, but 76 million people. And that's just the people that, you know, voted. We've still got 300 million people in America that, you know, they're not all, it's not split down the middle for half communism and half America.
Right.
That's what they want you to think.
Yep.
But their own polls, I did research on their own polls, and their own lying polls contradicted each other so much that I was able to weed out that they were trying to portray that half of the country supports their agenda, which is a communist agenda, when in fact they're lucky to maybe be bringing in a quarter of the country that's actually kind of supporting them. And even then, it's not anywhere near with the fervor that they're trying to have everyone think that it is. And so I think truly, and especially, you know, Americans have not actually seen an enemy arrive where it's like the Chinese coming to attack. I think all sorts of solidarity is going to happen the second that shows up, because it doesn't matter what team you're on. The second the Chinese show up, I bet everybody's going to be like, Democrat, Schmemocrat, right? We need to fight those guys off of our land. And so I think that, should that ever happen, I think there's going to be quite the revival, you might say, of American spirit to be renewed.
That's
should
what
that
it would
happen,
take.
Right? Yeah. And so, you know, I'm not giving that 200 million man army that much credit as being, you know, oh sure, you know, just because they've got numbers, they're going to be able to, you know, come in here and do any thrashing. Because first of all, we're protected by God, and second of all, it's just like they've always been worried about. They would not attack China. Japan would not attack China because they said they would never do that. There would be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Japan attack America.
Yeah, way back, way back. This is an old, old quote from World War II. And that was why they said that they would not ever attack America, because they knew there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yep.
And now I'd have to say there's probably about 10 guns behind every blade of grass.
Way more now.
Not to mention entire truckloads of ammo to back it up. So, I just hope that people will keep their chins up. We have much, much reason to be hopeful and thankful and exuberant right now. I mean,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what God's going to do.
So am I. Yeah. So am I, because
it's like the timing is his timing's not our timing. You know, it's
That's right.
He's going to wait to the very end.
Yep.
Who's going to hold out? Well, who's going to maintain faith in him?
Tell me if this is not the case. God loves some drama, right?
Yeah, okay. He likes suspense. So true.
Down to the very second. Is he going to step in the water without me? Or is he going to try to make me do it first and part the water for him? No. Okay, he stepped in the water. All right, I'll part the water for him.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then. Good stuff. Good, musings and perspectives here as we're facing
the most incredible
time in American history.
And a chance for us to lift up the brother and sister.
Yep.
And say, hey, and you know what? It's looking good. In fact, it's looking way better than you might think.
And to trust in the Lord.
Yep.
It's good. All right. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armour. That's Come and Take It. Katie, C-A-T-I. Serious body armor for serious times. A Patriot-owned business. Check them out at katiearmor.com. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Welcome back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and this is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this is segment two, brought to you by EMP Shield, a veteran-owned business protecting your electronics from various different electronic threats, solar flares and EMPs of various different sorts and various different levels of protection, vehicles, generators, homes, specific electronic equipment, all kinds of various different array of protection. So check them out at empshield.com. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you and everyone out there if you've just joined us. It's been quite the interesting day yesterday and this morning with the news, with finding out that quite a few different elected officials are actually CCP members, Chinese Communist Party members. And we're finding out that different governors are even Communist Party members. And so, we were talking about needing to do a house cleaning, that now that we're all aware that this is communists versus the Americans, right, in this election, that now that we're aware of this, we had better get busy with getting them out of our government, getting them out of contributing to our elected officials' campaigns, and basically being the controlling force behind so many of our elected officials right now.
Yep. It is prolific. And I know that Dr. Steve Pidgeon, he's an attorney, Christian, pastor, he's author, a number of different things, has been talking about this, and there's a lot about this that's been going on.
Well, even just recently, this article from Epoch Times that describes things like businesses, IBM, 3M, Pepsi, et cetera, that are, you know, they belong to, they have Chinese Communist Party units. And
right.
Like, here's a list. If the FBI needs some free research so they don't have to look this up themselves, here's a list right here. New York headquartered tech firm IBM has at least 24 party units with 808 members in China. 3M, they do tape and stuff like the office supplies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It says a manufacturer of consumer and healthcare goods, including N95 respirators and other medical products critical to preventing COVID-19 spread, employs at least 230 CCP members within 5 party units. Pepsi, that good old Pepsi that some of us used to drink, the multinational snack and beverage company, has 45 employees listed under the company's party branch committee. Dow Chemical Company, one of the world's 3 largest chemical producers, lists 337 CCP members in 4 party committees.
Wow.
And it goes on and on. There's Marriott, Westin Hotels and Resorts. There's analytics firm Nielsen Holdings, Mars Food, you know, like Mars bars, Mars Food. They have 14 of these Chinese units. MetLife has 31. Well, like Marriott has 23 members, and the analytics firm Nielsen Holdings has 94 members. And
members of the Communist Chinese Party.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, oh my gosh, then it gets into Boeing and Pfizer. Oh boy, there we go. Pfizer, that's not the good one. So it says U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer with at least 69 party members. Oh, that's not so good.
Yeah, Chinese infiltration efforts have been vast. According to Conservative Daily Post, major aerospace companies, Airbus, Rolls-Royce, Boeing, have employed hundreds of CCP members. Additionally, Pfizer and British drug maker AstraZeneca, just what you're talking about right there,
yep,
employed a total of 123 party members. British automaker Jaguar, Land Rover, also employed CCP members. And in the United States, here's the governors, the list of governors that are listed in this intelligence analysis document. Arizona's Ducey, Arkansas Hutchison, California Nuisance, Connecticut Lamont, New Mexico Grisham, Vermont Scott, Iowa Reynolds, Rhode Island Raimondo, Nebraska Ricketts, Delaware Kamey. These are governors.
Governors. Oh my gosh.
In the United States of America, the head of the executive branch of the independent republics or commonwealths here in America, Delaware, Kamey, Indiana, Holcomb, Nevada, Sisolak, Tennessee, Lee, Kentucky, Bashir, Idaho,
uh-oh,
Governor Little, Montana, Bullock, Oregon, Brown. There's 3 American redoubt states there. Illinois, Pritzker, Louisiana, Edwards, Texas, Governor Abbott, Minnesota, Walt, Massachusetts, Baker, North Carolina, Cooper, and Utah, Herbert.
Yikes. And so can I just say, did I count 24? Out of 50 states in America, 24 of them have governors whose names are listed on the CCP.
Yeah, and that's just the governors. That doesn't mean everything. That's not counting all of the rest of the
Secretaries of State.
Secretary of State in Georgia,
yep,
whose brother works for Huawei,
yep.
The router company that is a national defense threat that Trump basically booted them from being used in our defense. Other names, totally 1.9 million people are also on the list, which is still being sorted and translated. The process of translating is taking longer than expected, but it looks like this. And then there's a whole list. This is at the Conservative Daily Post. And there's just more and more evidence of this coming out.
Could you read them the name of that article so they could look this up for themselves?
The name of the article that came out on the 22nd of December, so just last week. Well, I think it was Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. These U.S. governors are named on Chinese Communist Party membership list. That's what it's called. So you can go to the conservativedailypost.com, and the name of the article is, you can just type in U.S. governors named on Chinese Communist Party member list. Not talking just sympathizers or money-grubbing, soul-selling turncoats, actual members of the CCP.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, so if there is this list anywhere in America, on from any newspaper, why are these people not being arrested today?
This would be no different than finding 24 of our governors are actually card-carrying members of the Nazi Party in the 40s.
Or of maybe they're even or like Russian spies. If they were on a list today as being confirmed Russian spies, wouldn't they be in prison like by the end of today? I mean, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. So, if you are a member of the Communist Party, how can you possibly be accepted as a member? How can you associate with communists to operate in their best interest and uphold the oath that you took to your office?
You can't. It's impossible.
You cannot uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States if you're working to support a party that is, by its nature, designed to overthrow and displace the United States Constitution.
That's right.
It's treason.
This is beyond.
Is there anything else to call it?
You know, this would be bad enough if we found one governor. You know what I mean? I think I count. I could be mistaken. I'd have to count again. As it's scrolling by, I was trying to count them, and I believe I saw 24 of them.
Okay, so here is the charge, governors. Now we want to hear your response. I think that Idaho, Montana, Bullock.
Well, wait a minute. Washington State is not on there. How is it that Inslee's name is not?
They don't
on
want
there?
Him. No, he bad for us.
He very bad.
Very bad. He make good puppets, but no member. He had his membership pulled when he dressed up in an orca suit.
Yes.
Pleading for climate change. So anyway, we're out of time. We gotta go. And now we start having fun. All right, tomorrow morning right here, 7 a.m. for the morning commute. God bless everyone. You be safe today.
Have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you.